USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces say they have reclaimed some small areas ahead of peace talks between Ukraine and Russia taking place in Istanbul. Officials claim to have retaken a suburb of the capital, Kyiv, and a town in the eastern part of the country. The mayor of the suburb, which has been the site of some of the heaviest fighting, said his city has been liberated from Russian troops. Meanwhile in Washington, President Biden is standing by what he said Saturday during an address in Poland when he said that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. In clarifying his comments, Biden doesn't expect his remark to escalate the conflict.
The last thing I want to do is engage in a land war or a nuclear war with Russia. That's not part of it. I was expressing my outrage at the behavior of this man.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed up 95 points, the NASDAQ up 186, the S&P 500 gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
It's been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill by opponents, but that's not the official name of the Florida legislation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The citywide lockdown is expected to be conducted in two phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a five-day lockdown on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
At least 3 people were killed and more than a dozen were hurt as several vehicles crashed into each other during a snow squall in Pennsylvania. It happened on Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County. That's in the northeastern part of the Commonwealth. Emergency officials believe the squall clouded visibility and likely contributed to the crash. At least 40 vehicles were involved, including multiple tractor trailers. A conviction is prompting one Congress member to leave office.
Nebraska Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry, who was convicted of lying to FBI investigators about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his 2016 reelection campaign, said he will be resigning from Congress. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating to federal election campaigns. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Will Smith has apologized to comedian Chris Rock for slapping him Sunday during the 94th Annual Academy Awards. He took offense to Rock's joke at the expense of his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia, which causes hair to fall out. This year's Oscar winner for Best Actor said he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, says it will reinstate standardized testing requirements. The school said in a statement that it made the decision due to the availability of COVID-19 vaccine and an increase in students taking tests in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.